From beginning to end, the passion of our Lord is filled with eyewitnesses. Jesus calls that three inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to go with Him deeper into the garden and sit, watch, and pray. Children are dismissed. Watch and pray what? What are they to be watching? They're to be watching how Jesus dies. They're to be watching how He cries out in lamentation to the Lord. Allow this cup, Lord, to be taken from me. Yet not my will, but Your will. Throughout the whole Passion account, we have witnesses. Witnesses falsely testifying against Jesus. The high priest falsely testifying as witnesses before Pilate. At the end, it is these faithful women who remain, who stay by Him at the cross. And even beyond the cross, they are there to observe where He is laid. I'd like to be one of those women. Unfortunately, as I hear the Passion of our Lord read, I identify with Peter and the disciples, disowning Him, denying Him, running away in the face of fear, compromising my Lord and my God. Mark wrote his gospel account, his passion narrative we've just read. He wrote it to be an encouragement to the early believers, that they would observe our Lord, that He bore witness to Himself and to the Father who had sent Him, even in the face of death. John draws as contrast Peter. Peter, who while Jesus stands upstairs before the Sanhedrin and all the powers of Rome and witnesses to who he is, Peter can't even witness to Christ in front of a servant girl. And that is oftentimes me. Weak and faltering. Tonight, we begin the week of Passion of our Lord. We consider His passion, His suffering. How much He was willing to give. And while we should take heart, and as Mark would have us, learn to be His witnesses, we know our own weakness, don't we? Yet tonight we're called to also bear witness to the cross and to the Lord of the cross. Paul will say later in the New Testament, for the joy set before Jesus, He endured the cross. What joy! What joy! The joy of winning you back to Himself. The joy of an eternal relationship with you and me. That was His joy. Jesus Himself will say, I have not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. We have been ransomed back. We are the ones He paid the great price of His own blood, giving Himself over to the hands of sinners, as Jesus says. Taking the worst humanity can dish out and allowing Himself to even be separated from God the Father, that He might ransom us back to Himself. This, my friends, is to be our witness to the cross. Do you know that He did it for you? Do you know that you were on His mind as He endured the cross? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.